This week's program has again been recorded ahead of time, as I will be doing hamnet duty at the Dischem Retina SA Ride for Sight cycle event, taking place at the Boksburg Stadium on Sunday, 15 February. We set up on Saturday for the race day that begins for us at 04 hours in the morning. Most of us will also be sleeping over at the stadium to avoid travelling at night. We begin by reporting on the current Pico balloons that are circumnavigating the southern hemisphere. ZS1ERZ-12. In the last week, this balloon travelled to the south of Australia and then turned northeast, making landfall close to Melbourne and exited Australia close to Brisbane. As at 13 February, this balloon had last beaconed on 12 February, west of the island of Vanuatu in the South Pacific. The balloon also lost altitude to 5,940 meters and then regained altitude, and the last reported altitude was 10,940 meters above sea level. Strange behavior indeed, as all through the flight the balloon maintained an altitude in the region of 12,000 to 13,500 meters. This may be weather related. ZS1 Alpha Fox Bravo -1. On 13 February, this balloon had crossed over South America and entered the southern Atlantic Ocean, flying in a southeasterly direction over Buenos Aires. ZS6SRC-34. This balloon at the time of writing this program was over Madagascar after doing a loop over the Mozambican Channel. This week I was asked by a friend to assist him with noise in his shack. Noise is everywhere, and sometimes the solution is pretty simple. I have had a fair amount of fun with noise and trying to eradicate it. It can be challenging depending on the noise source, and I am by no means an expert, as every amateur installation has its own challenges. The problem was quickly found to be coming from the power supply, and I immediately identified loose connections at the power supply. The other obvious problem was that there was no ground system. Everything was floating. I advised that we firstly get a ground spike knocked into the ground with a single short wire running into the shack to a bus bar where all the power supplies, radios and other equipment can all be connected to the common ground. Once this is done, then we will again evaluate the noise levels and take the next steps to minimize additional noise sources that we find. I need to add, this noise that we are chasing is on VHF and is presenting itself as noise on the audio signal being transmitted by the radio. What else can you do to eliminate some of the noise that you experience, especially when your S-meter sits at S9 as soon as you switch on your HF radio? How do you go about finding the source of the noise? In my case, I firstly got involved with the SARL noise monitoring project and got a system running on a Raspberry Pi. The data that you collect is invaluable, and you can usually see where in the HF-RF spectrum there is noise. You can then start experimenting how to reduce the noise that you are receiving. Again, there is no one-size-fits-all scenario. It all depends what noise you are receiving at your QTH. Again, in my case, I immediately halved the amount of noise I was receiving, simply by adding an earth spike comprising of three earth spikes, all interconnected in the garden, outside my shack, and connecting all the devices to a common earth. Best to place these earth spikes in the ground where the ground is moist, or can be kept moist when you water the garden, or it rains. I then reduced the noise by half again, by adding a simple filter by winding the coax cable entering my shack through a ferrite toroid. This was a very quick and simple win, and I could immediately see the results on the RF noise monitoring system. If you are interested in the SARL noise monitoring project, then go and have a look at the YouTube video of a presentation done by Anton, ZR6 Alpha India Charlie, at the SARL Centenary Technical Symposium on 21 March 2025. Go to the YouTube link www.youtube.com/@MSATSA9927 and click on videos, and there you will find the presentation by Anton, as well as a whole host of other interesting videos that were presented. You can also find more information at the following link, rfnoise.msatsa.org.za/about_us.php. You can also go to the GitHub site of Anton at github.com/AntonYun/HF_noise for more technical info on the system and how to install the system. You can also look at the video by Andreas Spies, Hotel Bravo 9 Bravo Lima Alpha, at www.youtube.com/C/Andreas Spies, and Spies is spelled Sierra Papa India Echo Sierra Sierra. And then look for the video titled Structured Guide to Find Noise Sources, QRM, including Power Supplies, PLCs and Optimizers. Another interesting video to watch is the video by Kevin Lowen, Kilo Bravo 9 Romeo Lima Whiskey, at www.youtube.com/@Lima Oscar Uniform Golf Hotel Kilo Bravo, and search under videos for Locating an HF Noise Source in the House Without Using Special Equipment. While you're on the YouTube links mentioned here, why not look at the other interesting videos that are there? How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.